Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace, love, and light, and welcome to this special edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You, LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And so welcome to this special edition. And if this is your first time listening into the How Now podcast, welcome. Please go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Pick your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the banner for this week's show, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can check out my playlist, find out what's been going on in my now, and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And be sure to click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. And again, I said this is a special edition of the How Now podcast because in just a few short weeks, myself and three former guests from my show are going to be conducting a rest and receive semi-silent retreat for 2024 here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. The retreat will be taking place March 22nd through the 24th and will be hosted by Ronnie Cyrus Jackson, and we will be partnering with Solera Sevier and Lachelle Atkins and myself for this beautiful retreat. And so I want to share with you just a few snippets from each one of the shows that the ladies appeared on here on the How Now podcast, and also to share with you the video that we put together to talk about what the retreat is going to be all about, who we'd like to be there, and how it's going to change lives and to make us better versions of ourselves. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And until I see you the next time, I say peace.
Hello there, everyone. I am Ronnie Cyrus Jackson, founder and CEO of Authentic Transformations. I am a mental health life coach, and I am also an author and a speaker. Authentic Transformations is an organization that was formed with you in mind. And when I say you, women specifically, sorry, men, we are so excited to host our inaugural Rest and Receive retreat. It will be March 22nd through the 24th here in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here's why we have chosen to do a retreat. What we know about women, especially as professional women, is that the hustle is real. We are always on the grind. We are always going, sometimes untethered from our phones, our laptops, our devices, children running around, businesses that we are running. It's a lot, y'all. And so this space, this retreat space that we are curating for you all, is a place where you can set it all down. You can come, you can rest, and just receive. And what is it exactly that you will receive? It is our plans for you that we're going to take you on a journey. And along the journey, you are going to receive opportunities, many of opportunities, to experience love, peace, calm, and most of all, rest and reconnection with yourself. And when I say yourself, I mean your soul. So we are looking forward to experiencing this retreat alongside you, and we cannot wait to see you here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. And so when I was going through my healing journey, I was picking up tools, and not only picking them up, I was using them, and I continue to use them to this day. Yeah. The major tool that I learned in counseling was to be honest, honestly admit where I am, and then receive the help when it comes. What I notice about a lot of people who are on their healing journey is they're not honest because they're either believing a narrative that they have made up because their trauma didn't make sense to them. So they make, you know, we manufacture stuff just to make it make sense. And we own stuff that we're not responsible for. And so so to this day, I have an honesty practice that I do with myself every day. Alongside that is when help comes your way, you have to let your ego go and be willing to accept the help, even if it's not packaged the way you think it should be packaged. And right. So those are just a couple of tools that I continue to use today that really has helped me to move past really all of the negative and toxicity that I had been indoctrinated with as a child, you know, mm-hmm. and here we are today, and I'm helping mm-hmm. other, mainly women, I'm helping other women learn the same tools that I was afforded.
I am so excited to be a partner with this retreat. I am LaShelle Atkins, also known as America's Supermom. And I think I need this retreat. I'm the mother of 15 children. So I am excited to be a part of this retreat. I am also a TV producer. I help you to monetize and create a global impact with your message through television. So I'm excited to be a partner and looking forward to a weekend of rejuvenation and rest. I think we have to be mindful of the fact that everybody is on this journey, and there's some things that we may be aware of and some things we're not, but it's part of the process of healing, which that's one of my pillars in my coaching program, is that healing is a lifetime, right? Mm. You know, it is not something that's a one and done. You know, as long as you're living, you know, you should be healing from something.
Hi, everyone. I am a Reiki Master Teacher, Talara Severe. I'm an oracle, international healer, speaker, and inventor. I'm also the founder of Soul Reiki Health, Beauty, and Wellness, a wellness brand that bridges the gap between mind, body, and soul. It's my mission to empower high-performing leaders and influencers to self-heal, spark personal growth, and inspire others. And I'm excited to be here.
When we're out here working with people and doing a lot, if we're not careful, we can get caught up. We can get disconnected. We can get lost in, wait a second, you know, who am I here? You know, because there's just so much that can be coming in. But if we slow it down, we start it off, you know, the Reiki precepts in the morning, it's so important because there's a peace that comes with, you know, just for today, I will do my work honestly. And I'd like to say at the end of that, you know, just for today, I will be kind to myself and every living thing. Because if I'm kind to myself first, that gives, it's like when you're on the airplane, you put your oxygen mask on first in a situation where you need to resuscitate. You save yourself first. It's self-preservation. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if I'm not okay, I can't help anyone. You know, if I'm not balanced and nourished, I can't help anyone. So self-care is number one.
You know, I've been asked a lot, what has prompted you to do the semi-silent retreat, Ronnie? And I'm so happy when that question is asked of me. The fact of the matter is, I had no idea about silent retreats until about 6 years ago. And what I found when I first encountered my first silent retreat was an experience that I want to share with every single human. Although I realize I can't do that, I will start where I can. And I want to share this experience with women. When we are silent, it is a space where our souls can breathe. So oftentimes we find ourselves so overwhelmed, overworked, booked and busy, and we wear that as a badge of honor, especially us women. And then when it's time for us to show up for ourselves, we don't have any more capacity. And so our self-care falls to the side. The things that our soul needs, our body needs, they all fall to the side. But what I experienced when I did my first silent retreat was just my soul exhaling. And so I experienced a peace that I had never experienced before. I even noticed that my nervous system was regenerated, if you will. And what I mean by that is I found myself less anxious when I am able to experience silence. And so for that reason, because my experience with silent retreating was so wonderful, I know this is not just a Ronnie thing. And so I wanted to curate a space where other women could come and experience the same thing. So that is my why. I am hosting, along with my friends, a silent retreat so that women can come and experience a recalibration of their souls, so that they can exhale, so that they can take care of themselves, gain mental clarity where maybe they're feeling stuck or maybe even confused in their minds. This silent retreat, I promise you, will restore you and will give you the tools to go back home and conquer the world like you're already doing.
I love that answer about why having the retreat, because that's the thing that I am coming for and being a part of this for, is the clarity, the rest, the rejuvenation. I love the fact that it is semi-silent. I am passionate about learning and growing and doing things that are outside of my comfort zone. And in addition to that, I wanted to be a partner so that I can expand the opportunity to people that are in my network. I realized that in the positions that I hold, that I am somewhat of an influencer. And if people see me doing it, that they may have a curiosity about what it's all about and that they may explore it for themselves. So I'm excited to be a partner, to attend. I am already visualizing myself there, and I'm excited.
And I am partnering with Ronnie for this Rest and Receive retreat, because this is a year of restoration and rehabilitation. And a part of that is knowing what we can do to prepare ourselves to be the best versions of ourselves. And in preparation for that, I believe in creating toolboxes. And those toolboxes consist of things that we can use when we're faced with things on a mental, physical, and spiritual level, because those tools look different for each one of those circumstances. And so in partnering with Ronnie for this beautiful retreat, my hope is that we can begin to build those toolboxes on a personal level, so that way, when we're faced with any type of adversity, we know how best to respond and not react to those things that are going on around us.
One of my goals for the year was to curate a safe space for women to come together, heal, and inspire one another. I believe that there's something very special that happens when a woman heals. She carries the present, the past, and the future within her womb. So as she's healing, she is creating generational wellness, not only for herself, but for others around her. It's also my pleasure to come together with soul-aligned women on a mission for holistic wellness and facilitate this greater impact for the good of all.
Why should attendees join us? You should join our Rest and Receive Semi-Silent Retreat, March 22nd through the 24th, here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you need to rest and receive. And exactly what will you be receiving? Well, we can't tell you everything, but what we can tell you is that you will have a beautiful home that you will enjoy. It is all inclusive, so all of your meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, snacks on snacks on snacks, will all be provided for you. Lovely experts who will provide experiences that you will never forget, and a community of beautiful professional women. Now, these women are business owners, they're doctors, they're professionals. They, too, experience life just like you and me. Y'all know life be lifin'. And so this Rest and Receive retreat is an opportunity to just breathe and allow us, my partners and I, allow us to love on you, to serve you, and to give back to you what you give to so many every single day.
Why I think you should attend is for rest, for clarity, for networking, for return on investment, for transformation. I don't know, the list can go on and on. But I think it all boils down to making it a priority and just simply doing it. You know, we can invest in so many material things that really cannot give back what we put into them. And so what better way than to have a greater return on investment than investing in yourself? You know, taking the time to be intentional, getting in a different environment with new people that are aligned with what it is that you want to transform. That would be my answer for why you should do it. A lot of times I think we have goals that we want to change. We want things to be different. And I say that it's a choice for you to decide that you want something different and act on it. And the fact that you don't know how to do it is not really an excuse. It's important to get with people that resonate with you. I think there's a calling. There's a knowing inside, even if it's something that's unfamiliar. So I say, what better way to invest in yourself and have a transformation than to attend this retreat?
Now more than ever, there is this yearning for healing at all levels. We see it everywhere, right? On social media, it's all around us. And not only for this healing, but people need a space to come together and share their growth and experiences. If you come to this event, you are going to be surrounded by women of like minds, women who want to grow together, support one another, and continue along your own unique journey to health and wellness. Not only will we experience these beautiful and expansive healing modalities, you will have this opportunity to be silent, to rest and reset. All of the meals are going to be provided. You'll just be able to sit back, enjoy yourself, and it's all in a gorgeous environment. You know, we sacrifice so much of ourselves, and when we actually take that time to prioritize our own health and wellness, we're able to pour from a full cup. I look forward to seeing each of you.
So join us for this wonderful retreat as we take time to meditate, to reflect on those things that are no longer serving us, so that we can release them, so that we can begin to walk on that wellness path with the tools that we need to face anything that may come our way in this year and beyond. So I look forward to you coming and joining us for this beautiful, wonderful semi-silent retreat as we dig deep for those things that we need to expose, that we